This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover IRS Notice 2026-16. This is the IRS guidance on the new Section 168N deduction, the rule that lets qualified manufacturers write off an entire building in year one. The notice was issued February 20th, 2026. Let me give you the background first. In July 2025, Congress created a brand new tax rule called Section 168N. It gives manufacturers, producers, and refiners the option to deduct 100% of the cost of a qualifying production building in the year it is placed in service. That is a huge deduction. A commercial building normally depreciates over 39 years. Section 168N collapses that into a single year for qualifying facilities. But the law did not answer every question. Taxpayers needed to know, what exactly counts as qualified production? How do you decide what is integral to the process? How do you split the cost when part of the building qualifies and part does not? When does construction officially begin for the timing rules? Notice 2026-16 answers all of those questions. Here is what the notice says. Qualified production activities include manufacturing, production, and refining. That covers a broad range of industrial businesses. But some things are excluded. Packaging, labeling, and minor assembly do not count. Offices do not count. Neither do parking areas, sales spaces, research and development labs, or storage for finished goods waiting to be shipped. Those uses are outside the definition of qualified production. To qualify, the space must be an integral part of the production activity. Integral means directly connected and essential to the process. A production floor where goods are made qualifies. A conference room where deals are discussed does not. The notice explains how to handle mixed-use buildings. There is a 95% rule. If 5% or less of the building is used for non-qualifying purposes, the whole building can still qualify. If more than 5% is excluded use, you have to allocate. The qualifying portion gets the deduction, the excluded portion does not. That allocation must be documented carefully. The notice also covers begin construction rules. To use the deduction, construction must start after January 19, 2025, and before January 1, 2029. The building must be placed in service before January 1, 2031. These are hard deadlines. The election is irrevocable. Once you choose to claim the Section 168N deduction, you cannot undo it, and there is a 10-year recapture rule. If the building stops being used for qualified production within 10 years, some of the deduction you claim comes back as income under Section 1245. So this is a decision you make carefully, with good documentation to back it up. The comment deadline for the public to weigh in on proposed regulations was April 20th, 2026. Formal proposed regulations will eventually replace this notice. Now here is the connection to cost segregation. A Section 168N claim requires proof of allocation. You need to show which parts of the building serve qualified production and which parts do not. That means measuring the space, documenting the uses, and assigning a portion of the total building cost to each use. The IRS will expect that documentation if your return is examined. That is exactly the work a cost segregation engineer performs. A study that expands its scope to cover Section 168N documentation builds the record you need to defend the election. For manufacturing and industrial property owners, this notice is essential reading. It defines the terms, sets the rules, and lays out exactly what the IRS will look for. A cost segregation study built to satisfy this notice is the foundation of a solid claim. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To learn more, visit the Authority Library in your report.